6 to 2.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's cool out there, 16 degrees in Kennebunk, where I live. It's going to warm up into the low 20s today. But I'll tell you, if you're on vacation, or you know friends on vacation, and they're headed south into Florida, it's just as cold in Florida, just about. Expecting temperatures today in Florida in the mid-40s, and overnight it dropped down to 28 degrees. My son Matthew called me between the show, and he said his bird bath had ice. And he lives in central Florida, so it's cold down there. Not a day for the beach if you're headed south. Our phone number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll prepare you for the arrival of spring. And that's only 38 days away. And remember, Tuesday is Valentine's Day. If you're going to send flowers, you need to order them either today or tomorrow. If you order them on Valentine's Day, on Tuesday, they're going to be delivered late in the day. Flowers that are delivered late in the day give the message that you forgot or somebody reminded you. So call today. Call tomorrow morning first thing and get them delivered early. Now, delivery of flowers at work will give you extra brownie points. So if your wife or husband is at work on Tuesday and all of a sudden the delivery man shows up with a big bouquet of cut flowers or roses, everybody in the office is standing up from their desk looking to see who it's going to. Great double brownie points. Okay? Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joyce from Rhode Island with a question about Japanese maple trees.
Good morning, Joyce. How can we help you out today on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
Good morning. I have a Japanese maple tree that my dad had given me little seedlings back over 20 years ago, and it grew into a beautiful tree. And
wonderful.
I want to know how to get some more seedlings from that tree to produce another tree. Is that possible to do? I don't know how to do it.
What should happen is during the month of May,
mm-hmm.
Your maple tree will make flowers that you really don't notice on that plant.
Okay.
And then in June, you probably will notice a little seed pod that looks like a little helicopter. You know the big, big maple trees?
Mm-hmm.
When they make a seed pod, it's like a little helicopter that falls down.
Right.
That is the seed pod.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Those should be visible on your tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the seed pod first develops, they should be red in color.
Okay.
And as they mature, they will begin to turn brown. When they turn brown, then you can pick those seed pods from your maple tree, and it's going to be a double. It'll be like two wings, which will be two sets of seed. Take the helicopter, break it in two, set both pieces in a pot, or in what I would do is take a big pot, like
okay.
a 10 or a 12 inch container mm-hmm. of good soil, and put 15 or 20 of them in there, and mm-hmm. that will ensure that you will get some new plants from them. But it's that little helicopter type thing, that's your seed pod, and just bury them about a half an inch deep, keep it moist, they'll make seedlings. Now, what's going to happen, Joyce, when those seedlings begin to develop, they will all develop red. And then you're going to have to decide which one will be best for you. As the seedlings age, some of them will stay red all summer long. Some of them probably picked up some pollen from other maples in the area, and as the days get hot, they will begin to turn green, and then in the fall go back to red. And that's why sometimes you can buy a Japanese red maple for, let's say, $25, and right next to it is another one that looks almost the same thing, and it's $75, because the seedling that costs more will have red coloration of the foliage during the heat of summer. So that's what I'm saying. Plant a lot of them. Keep them actively growing. And then when it gets hot, anything that stays really red, dig it out, put it in its own container, and that way you'll have the best quality color-wise from that plant. If you have a Colorado blue spruce, for example, you're going to probably notice when you drive around town that some of the blue spruce are really, really blue, while some are blue-green, and some of them are all green. And the same thing happens with that. The wind and the insects are flying around. Different pollen is coming on that from that species of plant. And when you plant the seed, you'll get 20% of the seeds will be that nice dark blue. Then you'll have 40 to 50% that will be a blue-green. And you'll have 20 to 30% that remains that will be all green. So in the nursery, they plant the seeds, they allow them to grow, and then they grade them according to the color. And the ones that have the best color, they call them shiners. Just like a black eye, a shiner. And they get more money for that because it stays blue. And the same thing happens with their Japanese maple. If you can get one that will stay all red, you're going to pay more money than one that when it gets really hot, all of the leaves will turn green and then revert back to red when the temperatures get cold. So plant as many seeds as you want. Let them germinate. Keep an eye out and pull out the best ones. Replant them. And you'll be all set. Okay? Thank you. Great question. I really appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 855 1-800-480-4261. Now, this time of the year, there are things that we can be doing outside. If you have any fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, this is the time of the year to get out there and prune them to create a better looking tree, a stronger tree, and a more productive tree while the plant is dormant. In all of your commercial orchards, start in mid-March, and they want to have it all done by, mid-February to mid-March. They want to have it done before the sap begins to come out of the ground and up the tree. Because right now, all of that sap is in the root system. You prune now, you won't have any what they call bleeding of the plant, and your plants will do a lot better. So by doing it early, where you make the cut, it dries out and the plant will not bleed, losing the valuable energy from the ground. So get your fruit trees done. And force the birds.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1230. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5471, $877.35 for a half ounce, or $438.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5471, $877.35, and $438.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Bio-Mats.com, spelled Bio-Mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Bio-Mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lauren from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, Lauren, good morning. How can we help you with your hydrangea plants?
Yes, we have two varieties of hydrangeas. We have Twist and Shout, and we have Annabelle. And we'd like to move them. So we're wondering what would be the best time to do that.
Okay. Both of these plants are dormant right now.
Yes.
And as soon as the frost is out of the ground, which for most of New England, there really isn't any frost, but, you know, we've had a cold night. I would say the middle of March to the middle of April would be the best time to move them. You want to move the plants before they begin to actively grow.
Okay.
And get as large of a root ball as possible. And what I've done for the best results, try and move the plant after we've had a good soaking rain.
Oh.
Because if the ground is wet, the soil will stick together. And when you go to dig the plant, the root ball won't fall apart on you, and you can move it without less damage.
Oh, good. That's a good hint, yes. Now, should we prune them at all before we move them, you know, of any of the dead growth, or just leave them?
The first thing you want to do is to dig the new hole first.
Yes.
Put some compost or animal manure in it and get the hole already. Dig the plant. Plant it so that the top of the root ball is going to be level when you set it in the ground in its new location. And then firm the soil around it. Give it a good drink. And then the only thing that you want to take off that plant when you move it are any of the dead flowers from last year. Okay? And then leave it alone and wait and see what happens. When the new growth comes out, it will come out here and there all over the whole plant. Any of the dead at that point can be removed, because if you try and prune it back when you move it, you may be removing some of the good, healthy branches that contain flower buds. And if you cut those branches, you're eliminating the flower buds. So dig it, big of a root ball as possible, after a good soaking rain, or run the hose out there and really get the soil really wet. Condition the soil, same level. You put some bark mulch around it, that will help. And if your soil is sandy where you live, buy something called soil moist. Soil moist is a water retention pellet. And for hydrangeas especially, who have a lot of foliage and big blooms, if you get into a hot, dry spell, the plant tends to wilt. When you put the soil moist, it helps to retain more moisture in the ground, and there's less wilting. And it helps them to get established faster. But when the new growth begins, that's when I would do the pruning and not before. Okay? Now, the other thing is, your twist and shout is a plant that has to have full sun all day. That is in the same family as blushing bride, which is pink, and the same family as the blue hydrangea. So they need the sun. The Annabelle is a plant that will tolerate shade, and it will grow in half to three quarters of a day of shade. So that will give you some ideas where you can move them. Okay? If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We got another half hour, and we will help you to get a jump on the season. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guiding Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Cape Cod with a question about moss.
Hey, John from beautiful Cape Cod. Moss doesn't grow on Cape Cod, does it?
Well, it grows everywhere, but my question is, I was watching a movie and I saw bonsai pots, and I couldn't tell what they were, and they were filled with moss, and I thought they looked like a good decoration, and I was just wondering how I could plant them. And I have one more question. I have an African violet, and somebody told me if I took a leaf off, I could start a new plant. Well, I took a leaf off about 6 months ago, and it looks healthy as heck, but it's not doing anything.
Okay, where did you put the leaf in, John?
The leaf is in a little pot, and it gets morning light for the first 4 or 5 hours, then indirect light.
Has it made new leaves?
Nope, it's just one leaf, and after like 6 months, it's still healthy. But I was wondering, is there any way to make new leaves here?
Okay, I've had the best luck with an African violet leaf, putting it in a little glass of water, and the roots will form faster in the glass of water than they will in soil. So, being that the leaf is it's oval and only about an inch or so, what I've used is like a shot glass, you know, that you would put liquor in. fill the shot glass full of water, set the leaf in it so that only the stem is in the water, and keep it near a brightly lit window. And if you want to put a little bit of liquid food in it, it will root really, really fast. And then once the roots come out, usually it takes about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. But a brightly lit window in water is the best way. Just to try and put them in soil, they don't do as well.
Okay.
And at this time of the year, African violets can take full sun all day long. Now, the moss that you're seeing in bonsai is moss that has been collected. So what you can do is you can actually go in the woods, and if you see a piece of ledge, sometimes moss will grow right on that ledge or on a tree that fell down and is beginning to rot. Moss will grow in it, and you can lift it like a sheet of paper. And all you have to do is to pick up those clumps of moss growing in the wild, put them in a box, bring them home, and then find an area in your yard that's partial shade or shade all day, and, you know, pull all of the leaves and debris off and just set them on soft soil, keep them wet, and it will root. And there are also companies that sell moss that you can buy, and it's the exact same way. They sell it to you in these clumps the size of your hand that you can put in your garden to give you that moss appearance. But I'll tell you, if you live... Pardon me?
Could you do the same thing in a pot inside your home?
Oh, sure. Yeah, as long as you keep the soil acidic, then there's no problem. So don't put any lime... And you can grow moss in a container in the home. As a matter of fact, some of the nurseries and garden centers in the spring will sell containers of moss. And last year, where was I? I was in New Hampshire. And I bought... I bought two different pots, but I bought Irish moss and Scottish moss in pots, planted them in my garden, and they grew very, very, very quickly spreading. The Irish moss was a little bit darker. The Scottish moss was a little bit like a lime green color. And I bought them at Lake Street Nursery in southern New Hampshire. But Scottish and Irish moss, they sold it in a 4-inch plastic pot. And you can plant the whole thing as one unit. But what I did, being that I'm a Yankee, I took it out of the pot, cut it in four, made four like 1-inch cube clumps, and planted the four cubes, and by the end of the summer, the 1-inch cubes had grown to about 4 inches in diameter. But they do sell it in pots, Irish and Scottish moss, or go for a walk in the woods, places that are shady, and usually like on ledges, or on dead tree trunks that have fallen, you will find it. Just peel it off, bring it home, and plant it. It's as simple as that. Great question. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from Massachusetts with a question about poison ivy.
Good morning, Marie. It's time for poison ivy, huh? Tell me all about it.
Well, I'm wondering, since the winter's been so mild, if I can go out now and chop it up. And so I am definitely allergic to it. So I'm hoping if I do it now, all the oils will not be there when I go to clear it in the spring.
Okay. So you want to cut it and then pull it down? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to cut it now. And, well, if the weather stays nice, I'll pull it down now.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would rather that you can, if you can cut it down now and pull it, and then you can dispose of it, or you can cut it and let it become dry. But the problem is, if you let it dry and you want to make the tree look good, because the vine is dry, when you pull, it's going to snap. And some of it will still stay up on the upper branches of that tree. But I'll tell you, wear gloves, long sleeve shirt, cut it, pull it down, and then what I would do, to be perfectly honest, buy a pair of cheap gloves. And when you're done, take the gloves off, throw them into the trash. That way you don't have to worry about it. And then if you're wearing a sweatshirt, take the sweatshirt, throw it right into the washer. Because if you pull on the vine and the bark peels, you're going to be in contact with the wood. And the juices of the poison ivy are between the bark and the wood. So if you pull it and the bark stays attached, there won't be a problem. Now, there's one thing that you have to be very, very careful for. I have had people that will do it this time of the year, and it's a great time to do it. Pull it down, get it all cleared up, and they'll say, well, I got to get rid of this brush. I'm going to burn it. If you burn the poison ivy vines, the smoke will contain the oil from the poison ivy plant. So if you're making a fire and you throw the poison ivy vines on it and the smoke blows all over you, your face and all of your exposed skin could break down with poison ivy just from the smoke. So if you're going to burn it, make sure there's a little bit of wind and you stay away from the smoke. Or bag it, put in the pile, and let it really, really go bone dry before you burn it. But any poison ivy that is burnt, the smoke will carry the oil. And you can get worse poison ivy from the smoke than you can from the plant. So be careful. So dress up properly, don't leave any exposed area, cut it, pull it down, and then in the spring, as soon as it begins to make leaves, hit it with some cleanup or kills all, and that will stop that plant permanently. But, you know, days in during February and March that are nice are perfect days to get out in the yard and get this type of work done. Clearing brush, pulling out briars, you know, stuff that takes time, because once you get into April and May, you're not going to have time to pull brush and cut briars. Do it now while you have the time to do it. It's cooler, it's easier, and in the case of poison ivy and poison oak, a lot of the oils are still in the sap, and the plant's dormant, so the sap is in the ground, so there's less of a chance that you'll come down with poison ivy. But again, I cannot stress enough, if you burn it and you're in that smoke, you got a problem. Okay? Thank you. Great question. Very timely. And stay out of the smoke if you're going to burn it. Our phone line is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? We have open line, so give us a call, and we will answer your questions as quick as a bunny. 855-660-4261. One of the things that you can do also at this time of the year, because it's been so mild, most of you do not have frost in the ground. Yes, last night was cold. Yes, today it's cold. But that's a temporary thing lasting a day or two. While you've got the time, you can go out and begin to edge all of your flower beds. Get them ready. And that way, when your nursery gets bark mulch in early March, mid-March, you can get it in bulk, spread it on top of your perennial beds, and use a rake. A lot of us wait until the perennials come up, and we have to do it with our hands, and it's a long procedure. If you can put down the bark mulch while the perennials are still dormant, you can use a steel rake, spread it with that, and they'll poke right up through it. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evie from New Hampshire with a question about old fertilizer.
Evie, good morning. How can we help you with your old fertilizer today?
Good morning. Thanks, Paul. My question is concerning liquid organic fertilizers that were left in the shed over the winter. I'm wondering if the cold weather damages the effectiveness at all.
Okay, are they like a fish emulsion type things?
Well, one is called organicide. Another one is Stericide, which is the BT caterpillar control. The organicide is the insecticide for organic use. These are all three organic products. And the third one is a liquid copper fungicide.
Okay. All those should be okay.
They should be.
They should be okay. What you want to do is to give them a good shake before you use them, because sometimes they will settle. What does more damage than the cold is heat, and people don't think of it at that time. So if you have it in a tool shed, and let's say you get a day where it's like 98 degrees out, in your tool shed, the door's closed, the windows are closed, and it's in full sun all day, and you walk in that tool shed, it's probably over 100 degrees, and that can do more damage than freezing. So you should be okay. What I always like to do, Eve, is in the fall, take all of my liquids and box them all, put them in my basement just to be on the safe side. Because if you're having a really cold winter, and luckily for us, we really haven't had that much cold so far. Freezing and thawing, that does more damage than having it freeze and stay frozen all year. But if this happens year after year, let's say you do this and you keep that bottle for the next two or three or four seasons, the power of the product will diminish. So try and use up what you can this year. But the, like that copper, that's not a problem. But your fungicides and insecticides will lose some of their strength over 2 or 3 years from being kept outside in the tool shed where it really does get cold. Great question. Great, great question. Thank you. Tom, I think we can get one more in. Okay, we have open lines. So what we'll do is we will tell you of a few things that you can do in your garden. Now, I know some of you have emailed me and you are beginning to panic a little bit because some of your bulbs are beginning to poke through the ground. The daffodils are beginning to poke through the ground. Some of you even have tulips in a really sheltered area. Your crocuses are coming up. Your grape hyacinths are coming up. Don't panic. What's happening is, because the weather has been warmer than normal, the soil has warmed up. It hasn't frozen. The bulb is sending out foliage like a submarine sends out a periscope to look around to see what's happening outside. The flower is still inside the bulb, and that flower will not come out until the air and the ground temperature reach a specific temperature and not before. So don't panic. Everything will be okay. The worst that could happen is if you have daffodils that are out now and we get some really, really cold weather, not just a day or two, but several days and a lot of wind, some of that foliage could get burnt or dehydrate. That's exposed to it. When the weather gets warm, the plant will make some new growth. The new growth will be nice and green and healthy, making the food needed to keep the bulb productive. Okay? Have a great week. Remember,